Thank you very much. Hello, everyone. This is Wanda Rapaczynski, and I have the financial and IR teams with me. I'll give you the highlights, and then we'll come back for questions. Starting with the financial performance of the group, clearly a good quarter behind us, which reflects improvements in the advertising market, success of new projects, and of course the impact of restructuring measures implemented last year. Revenue was up 38% to 291 million. Advertising revenue up 14%. All businesses, excluding Gazeta, grew advertising sales in double digits. Operating cost was up 10%. This is chiefly due to an increase in production costs associated with the publishing projects and increased marketing and promotion expense, which reflects the fact that last year in the first quarter we had a break in promotional activity at the beginning of the year. Staff cost was down 8% and D&A cost declined 16%. This, of course, reflects new advertising standards. We no longer amortize goodwill and our titles. Operating performance, EBIT was 52 million. This is versus negative 6.6 million last year. EBITDA reached 76 million compared to 25 million last year. EBITDA margin for the group was 26% compared to 12% last year. Net profit for the quarter was 43 million compared to negative 9.3 million a year ago. Operating cash flow was 57 million. Free cash flow, 51 million. Now to move to details, we'll start with advertising market. Again, this is first quarter figures unless we indicate otherwise. Total advertising spending was up 13%. Outdoor was the fastest growing segment. It grew at the rate of 34%, much above our expectations, due to a surge in telecom, entertainment, and retail before an earlier Easter this year. Television was up 12%. This reflected healthy performance of fast-moving consumer good category, as well as fast growth in telecom ads. Newspapers also performed very well. Revenues in dailies were up 11%. This was driven primarily by national advertising, which was up 16%. Local dailies were up 9%, and that mostly reflects our contribution. Gazeta's local advertising was up 13%. Warsaw newspapers saw a growth of 3%, and this weak growth reflects a strong decline in real estate and automotive advertising, as well as reach extension of Metro and Metropol, free newspapers which are no longer considered local Warsaw newspapers. The growth pace of magazines was in line with expectations, 8%. Radio was up 11%, roughly. And again, this was driven strongly by local advertising, which gained 1.6 percentage points of share of total radio advertising. Looking forward, based on better than expected growth rate of outdoor in the first quarter, we estimate that outdoor will grow 12% for the year, which is more than our expectations. However, because outdoor is a small segment, it only accounts for 7% of total spend, it does not materially change the growth rate for the entire market for 2005, so we are sticking to our roughly 10% growth estimate for the time being. At the same time, as we have told you on previous occasions, the market is still quite shallow here, and its growth rate is likely to be influenced by material changes in spending decisions of few key advertisers. An example, several mobile telecom advertisers is talking about rebranding, it is possible that these budgets, additional budgets for rebranding, will impact the figures for this year. When we hear about the size and timing of this spending, we might change our estimate for the year after, in the second quarter report. Clearly, we don't have enough data to do this yet. Now, moving to our businesses, let me talk a little bit about what's going in the print market, the competitive situation. First of all, we'd like to brag a little bit about Gazeta's success in copy sales and readership, which of course does reflect not only the strength of the product, but also intensive marketing and promotion. The total circulation of newspapers declined by 5.3%. On that backdrop, our newspaper, Gazeta, grew copy sales by 3.2% to an average of 437,000 copies. Fact, the tabloid sold 12% copies fewer than last year. The average for the quarter was 510,000 copies. This also means that the gap between Gazeta and Fact narrowed from over 150,000 copies in the first quarter of 2004 to about 70,000 copies in first quarter of 2005. Super Express, as well as local dailies, continue to decline circulation and readership. For example, the circulation of Super Express declined by 12%, local newspapers by over 5%. The competition continues in the newspaper market continues to be strong. In April, after the end of the quarter, Super Express lowered its cover price to 1 zloty on Monday through Thursday outside of the Warsaw market, while broadsheet Rzeczpospolita introduced new layout. The magazine market is also quite dynamic. There are new launches, competitive launches, more are expected. We also launched a new quarterly for men called Logo. Let me now tell you about performance by lines of business. First, what we call newspaper segment, which I will remind you includes Gazeta, the free newspaper Metro, and Internet. Total sales of the segment were up 42.5%, advertising up nearly 5%. The growth in the top line reflects very much the publishing project, and I need to underscore that we didn't have that project in the first quarter of last year, so we're not comparing apples to apples here. Revenue from copy sales of Gazeta was a notch down, about 0.7%, despite growth of copy sales. It has to do basically with the portfolio effect. Fewer weekends, so fewer newspapers with higher cover price and cheaper days of the weeks were on the rise. So that's a timing portfolio effect. Gazeta's advertising sales were up 4.3%. The highest growth rate was in the local markets, up 13%, and the share in the local market was up a point to 32%. In the national market, sales were up 4.5%, but share declined by 5 points to 46%. This is where Fact, of course, is taking share of us because it competes with us in the national advertising. In Warsaw, Gazeta and Metro together gained 2 points of share. They're together at 73%. Total share of Gazeta Wyborcza stands at 42%, down 2 points from the first quarter of last year. Fact gained 6.7% share. readership reached a high level of Gazeta, of course, reached a high level of 19.5%, and I already mentioned that copy sales of Gazeta were up 3.2%. EBITDA margin on the newspaper business was 30%, compared to less than 20 a year ago. The operating cost was up over 20%. That was due to publishing projects, books, which I will explain in a second, and higher cost of marketing. Again, I mentioned that in the first quarter of last year, we had a late start on promotional activities in March. Books, of course, contributed significantly to the dynamic increase in revenues of the segment. Total revenues from the publishing projects in the first quarter were 63 million. This is both the 20th century collection and the encyclopedia, which we started in January and which sells very well. Total revenues from encyclopedia year to date were 51.5 million. And we have reported that both projects were solidly profitable, contributed to net income. Metro, very good performance. Revenues were up by almost a million to 1.8 million. Number of readers up to about 500,000. As you know, for most of last year, Metro operated only in the Warsaw market. And its share in Warsaw grew to 5%. Towards the end of the year, in November, we rolled it out to 9 more cities. And then again did it in April of this year. We now have average circulation of 500,000. This includes 820,000 on Friday. Metro, of course, still has a negative contribution to the bottom line after all these rollouts. Our internet operation, number of unique users grew to 4.4 million, up 17%, and the portal is now operating at break-even, so it's no longer in the red. I'm pleased to report. Looking forward to the next quarter, I should mention the impact of the week after the passing of the Pope. This was connected to a lot of things which were happening in the newspaper. We grew circulation. We also had several free editions, free of charge issues, which were handed out freely around Poland, which increased our costs. At the same time, for the entire week, we had no advertising in the newspaper as a sign of our respect. Cost increase was offset to some extent by revenues from copy sales. Of course, we also reached new potential readers. We believe that in terms of the advertising impact, that will have been covered by increased revenues following the week. Basically, the situation was such that advertisers could not turn to television because TV time was sold, while, of course, we didn't have that limitation. Now, on previous occasions, there were some questions raised about our accounting figures not corresponding to share figures. And I want to point out that accounting data includes display, classified advertising, as well as pre-printed inserts, while all market estimates are based on display advertising only. So hence, the figures don't sort of foot to one another. Magazines. Advertising revenue was up 28%, market share up 1 point to 5%. Circulation and revenues from circulations were down nearly 18%, reflecting the general market trend, of declining circulations, which is an impact coming from the what we call the gadget war among magazine publishers. Operating cost was down 13.5%. That reflects mostly staff cost decrease, nearly 14%, and a decline in amortization charge by almost 1.5 million. This last, of course, reflects the new accounting standard I already mentioned. We no longer amortize intangible assets. Avanti continues to deliver solidly, and it paved the way for our new experiment, the quarterly for men called Logo. Looking forward, basically magazines are on track to reach operating goals, which I remind you for the magazine segment was solid single-digit EBITDA, including Avanti, for the year. AMS, the outdoor advertising business, total advertising revenues were up 47%, and the company's share in advertising spending for outdoor improved to over 31%, operating costs down over 5%, EBITDA for the quarter 6.2 million, operating profit was positive and reached 2.1 million. Looking forward, we already mentioned that there was a very rapid growth of spending in the first quarter. We believe that further quarters are unlikely to replicate this kind of growth rates. Nevertheless, total outdoor market may be better than initially expected, around 12% increase. And AMS, again, as you can tell from the first quarter, is on track to reaching operating goal for the year, which, again, I remind you, was positive operating profit, net income. EBIT. Local radio stations, advertising revenue was up by almost 26% to 12 million. The figure reflects an increased share of barter revenues to 9.8% of total. Local radio advertising market share was up to nearly 12%. That's a gain of 1.3 points. Audience share was a notch down to 11.8. EBITDA, positive half a million, including the head office of radio division, but excluding our supranational station, Talk FM, which had revenues of 600,000 and is operating in the red at net loss of 2.5 million. But the radio did grow audience share in Warsaw to 3.1%. Looking forward, good operating improvement, and the segment still tasked with laying grounds for solid profitability for the future. To sum up and to look forward, there are good prospects of the advertising market. It continues strong, as I said at the beginning. We will consider changing our forecast for the total market after the in the second quarter report, should the situation warrant. We see restructuring of last year reflected in operating efficiency and market effectiveness. Again, to remind you, on the average, we have pretty high operating leverage, so the combination of reduction of fixed costs and top-line improvement gives you a strong bottom-line impact. And, of course, the scale of operations added. In terms of the share-based payment impact, the magnitude of that impact is still under review. We know it is potentially material. We have let you know in the past. We know, to the best of our knowledge, this will be booked in the fourth quarter of 2005. As soon as we complete our analysis, we will disclose our estimates. We hope to be able to do this in the second quarter report. I also want to remind you all that recommendations concerning division of profits will be announced about a month before AGM, around May 20th. So far, what you have in the public domain is just a frame dividend policy of the company. Specific recommendation for division of 2004 profits will be made public around May 20th. Thank you very much